Right, in this week's Sedra, we have the mitzvah of Puruvu. Therefore, perhaps it's appropriate to talk about the idea in the Mishnah of Ben Shemona Esrei L'Chupo. Ben Shemona Esrei L'Chupo. Number of difficulties with this. What is the source of Ben Shemona Esrei L'Chupo? Where else do we find in the Torah that you have a mitzvah which begins at the age of 18? Normally mitzvahs begin at the age of bar mitzvah, 13. So it is a little strange that you have this mitzvah which begins at the age of 18. Apart from that, there is a mitzvah on a father, one of the five mitzvahs, possibly six, which are enumerated in the Braisa in Kiddushin, the duties of a father towards a child. Now the other mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Milo, Pidyon HaBen, clearly the child can't do for himself. The child is a baby. Milo and Pidyon HaBen falls on the father. Obviously the child can't do a Milo on himself and can't do a Pidyon HaBen for himself. But the mitzvah of La'asiyo Isho, which apparently applies at the age of 18, why should that fall on the father? Surely it's the son's mitzvah, and the son's mitzvah becomes his mitzvah when he becomes bar mitzvah, to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So let's, if you look a little bit into this subject matter, we find that there are Ramozim. I say Ramozim, but it really wouldn't be satisfactory as a sound source for this Ben Yosef L'Chupa. Rashi on Pirkei Avos says that 18 times the word Odom is written from Bereishis ad ki Me'ish L'Kocha Zos. Rashi says that 18 times, and then the Rav says in his Perish on the Mishnayos of Avos that it's 19 times the word Odom is written in the Parsha Bereishis until Vayivena Hashem Elokim Es Atzela. The problem is there's not 19 times. If you count them up, as the Tosfos Yontov points out, there are only 16. So they're short. It's a mitzvah Yashiv, this Rav. On Rashi, the Tosfos Yontov gives an answer. Well, in fact, if you count them up, again, they're not 18 as Rashi says. The answer to the Tosfos Yontov, in fact, they're only 17. Answers the Tosfos Yontov, if you include the word Odom, then you'd make up the number 18. So at least you find some sort of yishuv for Rashi. Further esmatas you find in the Nosei Kelim on the Mishnah in Ovis. The Merkeves HaMishnah says they were summoned on the Gematria Vahu Isho Bibsuleho Yikoch. That's a Gematria 18. Merkeves HaMishnah says, Vahu kechoson yotze mechuposa, Vahu is a gematria of 18. Another Ramozim, which clearly can't be taken seriously as a source for Yudches. And in Ebenezer, Levush is a halacha sefer. It says, Lo tov hayosa odom levado, tov is a gematria 17. So tov, he says, tov, mi tov ve'elef lo yia levado elo yiso isho. So we find that the Nosei Kelim of the same made found Ramozim for the number Yudches, but again we need to look a little bit further to find out the reasoning behind what the Chazal said. Rashi in his Pirkei Avos also adds another fact, and this is perhaps a bit more substantial. Rashi says that Omed al Pirkei Lehinose, at the age of 18, he's Omed al Pirkei Lehinose. Rashi seems to be saying Omid al Pirko, Omid al Pirko, normally al Pirko, Somuch le Pirkon is of course close to the age of Bar Mitzvah. But here Rashi seems to be Omid al Pirko means he's ready for it. Omid al Pirko, it's a natural state of affairs that the physically a person is developed at that age of 18, and he's not physically developed at an earlier age in order to fulfill the Mitzvah. So Rashi seems to explain it in terms of a natural, the physical nature of the human being, that at the age of 18 he is mature enough to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I think that's what Rashi means when he says Omed al Pirkei Lehinose, Therefore, according to Rashi, Chazal, presumably it was Mesorah Nakosa to the Chazal to define at what point and stage, what stage in life a person is ready to fulfill this mitzvah. And that's what Rashi says, Omed al Pirka Leinose. So therefore, according to Rashi, it would be, Durish Tamid across so much, but at least Chazal, it's left to Chazal to define when the appropriate time is, and Chazal in their wisdom decided it was Ben Yud Ches. But let's look a little bit further and see what the actual Sforim and Halacha say, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, page as Vov Halacha Beis, is as follows. Me'emasai ha'ish nischayev b'mitzvah zu, and the Rambam says, mi ben yud zayin. And this immediately, of course, causes problems. The Magid Mishnah says, well, there were different neschos, then suggests, mi ben yud zayin, perhaps it means when the Mishnah says ben yud ches, the Mishnah, when it said Ben Yud Ches, meant when he's into the 18th year. If you look on the side of the Tosfos Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, he says Ben Yud Ches mitchilas Yud Ches. It means reading from the age of, so therefore, really the age of 17, going into the 18th year. This is a bit difficult because you've got all the other cases there, Ben Chomesh LeMikro, then you've got Ben Esser, and you've got Ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvahs, and clearly Ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvahs doesn't mean the beginning of the 13th year, it means when the 13 years have been completed. So it wouldn't be consistent. Yeah, but clearly Ben Yud Gimel Lemitzvahs doesn't mean from the beginning of the 13th year. It's difficult. I'll call upon him. It seems possibly there are other Gursas in the Rambam, and there's a, if you look in a mine of information, the Yotzar Poskim discusses at great length the pros and cons of whether it is 17 or whether it is 18. But alright, let's assume that the Rambam maybe the Rambam had a different gear, so unlikely, but if either we learn Ben Yud Zayin means, as I say, into the 18th year, or perhaps more it would make more sense to change the Girsa and say Ben Yud Ches, because there is another Girsa which possibly could be the correct text in the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, the Kivin Shovru Chov Shonov Lenoso Isho, when he's passed 20 years and hasn't married, Hareza Over Umavatl Mitzvah Haseh. So up to the age of 18, 17, 18, whichever is the correct Girsa, the Chiyov, the Mitzvah Haseh, doesn't apply yet. He's not mechuyev, because Chazal had the kaf to define when the mitzvah should be. But the mitzvah begins at the age of 18 until the age of 20, and you give a sort of a range, a meshach hazman, in which the mitzvah is appropriate to be performed from the age of 18 to 20. And if he's over 20, then harizah over umavatl mitzvah asay. However, im hoya osek b'torah v'torah bo, if he is an Osek per mitzvah, he's Osek particularly in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by a misyore miliso isho kadesha la yitrap and mazonas via vatal min Torah. And here the Rambam sort of raises various issues. There's an awful lot that you're imposing upon this young man. He's got parnosa to worry about, he's got to get married, he's got to involve parnosa. At the same time, he's got to learn, he's got to do the mitzvah puruhu. So you've got to weigh all these factors together and somehow to get some sort of balance as to when the correct time is. So the Rambam says, up till the age of 18, he hasn't even got a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv at all. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rosh, and it's brought in the Torah and Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef explains as well the source for this din, says, Mitzvah min ha-mukha mi-yod gimel. And that's missing from the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say mitzvah min ha-mukha mi-yod gimel. What the source of this rush is, we'll look at perhaps a little bit later if we have time. I don't know if we have time or not, but we'll see a little bit later. The Rambam clearly is saying that the chiyuv only begins at the age of 17/18. But before that, there is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv at all from the age of the mitzvah. Whereas the Rosh and others seem to say, no, the Chiyuv is there. You've got a Batur, but the Chiyuv is there. It may not be possible for you to be Mekayim the Mitzvah for various reasons, but the Chiyuv, the obligation, is already there from Yud Gimel. And in certain circumstances, depending on the circumstances, Mitzvah min Amukha. And Bizman HaRishonim, they used to give Kiddushin in Isuin even whilst they were Ketanim. We'll see, perhaps we'll look at that a little bit later. Bizman HaRishonim, it's mentioned in the Rishonim, that they used to do Kiddushin, and the Suin a bit more questionable, but certainly Kiddushin they did even before the age of the mitzvah. The Rambam continues, V'imoy osik b'tor of a torah bo, moy misyore miliso isho kadesh lo yitrap b'mizonas v'yavapel min ha-torah, hareze mutza lehisacher, sha osik b'mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah v'korshke b'tam ha-torah. The Rambam is saying, before the age of 17/18, the chiyuv isn't there at all. It's not a patur because you're osik b'mitzvah, busy with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Of course, you've got the chiyuv of the Talmud Torah long before the age of 18. That's not the patur. The patur is because there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv until the age of 18. Chazal said they defined the mitzvah as beginning from the age of 18, ben shmoneh esrei l'chuppah, and it didn't begin before that. However, when you become 18 to 20, that is the zman of the mitzvah, and presumably it takes time before you find the appropriate one. So we give a range rather than saying you've got to do it at the age of 18. You give a little bit of space, it makes sense. And after the age of 20, then the chiyuv of mevatel mitzvah asay. The only thing is osik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. If you're osik b'mitzvah, then you're potur min ha-mitzvah. But there's a patur. Before the age of 18, it's not a patur. You're not mechuyev at all, according to the Rambam. Whereas after the age of 18, the chiyuv is there, and then after the age of 20, you mevatel a mitzvah unless you've got the principle of osik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. This thing apply osik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. A lot of questions here where the Rambam says v'koshkein b'talmud Torah, because talmud Torah is dafka the mitzvah. We don't say osik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. But that is dealt with in Shonim Nachronim, which is not for now. But that is a controversial piece, and that when the Rambam says V'korshkein B'Talmud Torah, then the Rambam, Ben Azai, who was Nafshe Choshko Batura, and therefore he had a permanent exemption, so to speak. Whether anybody qualifies now for the din of Ben Azai again is a controversial matter in the Poskim. Maybe some could qualify to be a Ben Azai, but from the Rambam, Rambam doesn't make any upper limit. The Rambam just says over the age of 20 until when? It doesn't say over the age of 20. The pashtos, as long as you're osik b'talmud Torah, and you can generally osik b'talmud Torah, according to the Rambam, you go on forever. I mean, it doesn't give any time limit at all. That's the Rambam. There are a few other Rambams which are also, I think, particularly relevant. So Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says as follows: Derech Balei Deo. This is based on the Gemara in Soto, with a slight shinui in the Rambam from the actual Gemara, which again is a matter of controversy, which could be a subject of another Shia, but not for now. But the Rambam says, Derech Balei Deo, Sheyitva Le'odom Melocho Hamafarneses Oseh Techilo. Balei Deo, people who are Seicha, people who act in accordance with a balanced world viewpoint, if you like. Sheyitva Le'odom Melocho Hamafarneses Oseh Techilo. First of all, they should have a Melocho to be Mefarnes him. V'achakach Yitneh Beit Deo. Afterwards, he should buy a house, which is in the more or less in the other order, but that's what the Rambam says. Melocha first, achakach ikne beis diro, achakach iso isho, says the Rambam. Afterwards, if you get married, shenema, based on the posik, miho ish asher nota kerem, velo chilelo, nota kerem velo chilelo, that's referring to Parnoso, miho ish asher bono bayis chodosh, velo chanocho, who is the person who is not, who has built a bayis chodosh and hasn't yet been mechanechit, and then only afterwards is miyo isha she'iras isha v'lo lekocho. That gives you the order: melocha, bias, and then getting married, based on the yotzei lemilchoma. And then the Rambam continues: avla tipshin. I'm called tipshin. Maschilin liso isha. They get married first. V'yachakach in timso yoda yikne bias. Afterwards, if he has parnosa, he will, if he can find, he'll buy a house. The achakach b'sov yomov yachzor levakish umnus. They do it in the wrong order. They get married first, and then they start trying to find a house, and then only then do they start looking for parnosa or yisparnis minat stoker. That's what the Rambam says. Well, nowadays the pattern seems to have changed somewhat, but that's what the the Rambam says. Perhaps a classic argument for Torah and Derech Eretz, if there ever was one. But clearly, it's a bit of a tall order here. You expect a person, first he's got to learn Torah. That's the priority, you said in the other Rambam. First of all, he has to learn Torah. The mitzvah of learning Torah starts already from the mitzvah. Then he's got to go and get a parnosa, and he can't even think about the wife yet, according to the Rambam. And then buy a house, and well, buying a house today is not exactly such an easy task. Now you begin to see why the mitzvah are over last year. And then can you think about getting married? And you can see why the Rambam doesn't have it from the age of 13. It's a bit of a tall order to expect anybody to be in that position, even by the age of 18. That's what the Rambam says. Now the third Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, La'olam yilmoid odom Torah va'achakach yiso isho. Person has to learn Torah first before getting married. Shim nosa isho techilo. If he were to get married first, ein daitoi penuyo lilmoid. If he gets married, that will make him torud, and he won't have a free mind. His mind will not be free to sit and learn. The Rambo says, however, always with a sort of warning, if he's got a yitzhara, achenim so shein libo ponui, then yisov achakach ilmet the Torah. If he can't concentrate on his learning because he's got yitzhara misgaber olov, now maven yovin, then yisov should get married first, but achakach ilmet Torah. So it's really a bit of a balancing act here. The poor young man has got so many things to do. He's got to get a parnosa. He's got to get married. He's got to sit and learn. And how do we sort of balance all these different, in some ways, conflicting pressures which are on a person, and do it all by the age of 18, or certainly by the age of 20, according to the Rambam, and possibly if he's an osik b'mitzvah, possibly a mitzvah, he's got a further exemption. That's the Rambam. So what's the Shulchan Aruch say? There are some differences in the Shulchan Aruch over what the Rambam says, and these are all based on our Gemaras, and we don't have time to go into the Gemara, but the all earlier sources from which the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch get it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Evan Ezer, mitzvah kol odom sheiso isho ben yud ches. V'hamaktim liso ben yud gimel mitzvah min amulcha. Which, as I say, that point is missing from the Rambam. That hamaktim liso ben yud gimel mitzvah min amulcha is not in the Rambam. Avol kodem yud gimel lo yiso tehavi kiznus. Before the age of 13, he shouldn't get married, and if he does so, havi kiznus. Again, that is a controversial point. There's a Rambam on that as well. The Rambam also says havi kiznus, whether it means nus mamish or kiznus, a debatable point, but at least it says havi kiznus, because from Rashi and Tosas, there is, based on another Gemara in Sanhedrin, and also in Yevomus, Rashi and Tosas will say the mitzvah on the father is to marry the children somuch lepirkon, or somuch lepirkon, and Rashi says that's chatzi shono, half a year before the age of the mitzvah, and that's what they did in this man of a Rishonim. So hardly a kiznus, and yet at the same time Chazal were not misake, and there's no din nisuin of it for a cotton.
Isn't a child from the age of 9?
Yes, that's true, but it doesn't mean to say there's a mitzvah to get married then.
Because
since Chazal were not misake nisuin, any relationship outside nisuin, the Rambam considers kiznus. Whereas Rashi and Tosa says, although Chazal were not misake in kinesuin, nonetheless it's considered to be praiseworthy, it's a mitzvah. So you go from one extreme to the other. That is a machlokas, as I say, between the Rashi Tosas on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch On the other hand, Rashi and Tosafot quite clearly say it's praiseworthy that a father should marry a child somoch lepirkon, somoch lepirkon. And even though certainly kiddushin is no problem, but the problem is nisuin. And the Rashi says even though Chazal were not masakin nisuin, nonetheless it's a shtikul mitzvah. But the Rambam says it's no mitzvah at all. On the contrary, it's kiznus, because since Chazal were not masakin nisuin, any relationship outside marriage is considered, if not znus mamish, but kiznus. Whether it's znus mamish or not, as I say, is controversial. But Porsche, it is kiznus. It's akin to znus. It's not actual znus, because there's no, you shouldn't have a relationship outside marriage. There is, of course, a precedent of having a relationship out of marriage which wouldn't be considered znus, and that's the sugya of pelegesh. Whether pelegesh is mutter for a hedyet or not, is it only a heter for a king, or is it for any individual? Again, is the subject of a great debate. Rambam in the Poskim, others wanted to advocate the chatchila, the famous tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he advocated people taking pelegesh to solve a lot of problems, but it was not generally accepted. So the pashtus is a pelegesh is not a heter lechatchila for a hedyet; it's an issa. As I say, that's a debate in the past, but that would only be the only makor where you could have a relationship beheta outside marriage, which would not be considered znus, which would be like a relationship of a pelegesh. Alright, what's the Shulchan Aruch say again? So the Shulchan Aruch is saying lo yiso avakodim yagimel lo yiso to have kiznus, and then the Shulchan Aruch carries on ubashum inyan lo yavor me'esim shono belo isho, and over 20 years, then shum inyan lo ya. What's the makor for this? We'll see in a moment. Or misha obloch of shona veinerot saliso. And then we have another controversial machlokus. Certainly the Rosh is of the opinion there's a din kefir. The Rambam, the Pashtus, there is no din kefir. There's a debate about exactly what the shittas of Rambam is, but there's certainly the Shulchan Aruch here, passes like the Rosh. Misha obloch of shona veinerot saliso. Bezdin kofin osa liso. Bezdin forced him to get married. Doesn't seem to be a recipe for a happy marriage, but nonetheless, Bezdin forced him to get married. Kidei lekayim mitzvah peruvia rivyo. Miu imosik b'torah v'torod bo misyori lisa isho. If he's osik b'torah and he's a torod, then he's got the header which we've mentioned before in the Rambam. Then he mutar leisachet. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Bizman hazeh." Noagu shelola kofas. The minig is that we don't force people to get married. Lo noagu mikamodurus, says the Ramah. Le daktik the Indian hazivugim. We're not particular to. I suppose that means we don't force people to get married. And because it would lead. The source of this is a rivash, although the Nesei Kelim focus on the base. Shmuel on the side of Shulchan Aruch say the Rivash could be interpreted differently from the way that Ramah interprets it, but nonetheless that's how the Ramah interprets it, that because of Katoto or Merivo it would not be appropriate, because great friction and tension to force somebody to get married, and therefore it's not something which is practiced Bizman Hazeh. But nonetheless the Rosh and other Rishonim, just as we say Kofin al Mitzvah Asay, you force a person to be Mekayim al Mitzvah Asay, the Rosh is of the opinion you can do Kfiyo if a person is, and the deal being this is the perhaps the bit of the let out, because the mechaber, the medayik from the loshon of the rosh and the mechaber, the loshon of the rosh is the eino rotsa livosei. He doesn't want to get married. Somebody doesn't want to get married but can't find his correct partner. Then nobody, if the deal from a shulchan aruch is, of course you wouldn't do a kafir. At least he's trying. It doesn't always work. It's not so easy to find the right one. Not mechuyah to marry the first one. Moses and Kiddushin also the Kaddish Ad Shireno. You're not allowed to get married until you actually see the particular person. So if you see that person sees several individuals and it's not to his taste, then if Chazal were to jump in and force them to get married, then it would be over on behalf of the Moses. Clearly it's not appropriate. So it can be Medayik from the Loshen when Ve'ena Rotsa Liso means he doesn't want to get married. He's making a principle out of not wanting to get married. Then there's a din kfir. If somebody at least is trying, then even according to the Rosh, I think it's a fair deal to be made, that no person in his right mind would force somebody to get married to someone who doesn't if he doesn't want to get married to that particular person. At least he's trying. Then of course the pashtus, there can't be a din kfir. It doesn't make any sense that there should be a din kfir. All right, that's certain diukim from the Shulchan Aruch, which differ from the Rambam. I've only got a few minutes left, but perhaps there are this is a minefield that one could I don't think I'm going to have time to go into the Gemara in Kiddushin to see where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch or the Rosh make their diukim from the particular Gemara. Perhaps jumping a little bit to some of the later authorities, say the Yamshir Shlomo. The Yamshir Shlomo says as follows, based on the Rosh. The Rosh says apparently there's no kitzvah. Since the Gemara seems to imply that a person is learning Torah, he can carry on learning Torah and push off the mitzvah of Purim indefinitely. Says the Rosh, well, if that's the case, how long can you push it off for? Well, you can carry on learning Torah forever. The Torah is Arucho Me'eretz Midot. There's no Shia to the Torah. So when do you say you've learnt enough and it's time to get married if someone is wanting to learn? We're not saying he's of the Madrega of Ben Azai, that Terosso Nosai, which is doubtful whether such a Madrega exists Bisman Azai. Well, I see there is a discussion whether somebody can claim to be a Ben Azai Bisman Azai. But the Ruba de Ruba of the normal people, they're not of Madrega Ben Azai, but they want to learn Torah. So yet the Rambam says if you're Osik Ben Mitzvah and you're Potter Ben Mitzvah, so how long does this Osik Ben Mitzvah Potter Ben Mitzvah go on for? And that is the Rosh says ain't kitzvah. So that is problematic. But so comes along the Yamshir Shlomo. The Yamshir Shlomo, based on that Gemara and Kedushin, he says the most maker shia we have is the shia of 24 years. The Yosef Michov Dalad Shonim Lo Yisha Kelav. The Chofetz Chaim says Al Kol Ponim Lo Yosef Min Chofei Shona. Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Mitzvahs. And it's an interesting Chazanish. The Chazanish says that. It says Ritzoni La'Ircho Ki Min Amishne Min Agmora. And one of the Igros of the Chazanish. Min Amishne Min Agmora. From the Mishnah and the Gemara, you see that you want to get married young. Well, b'yudches shono yesh chiyuv. At 18 years old, there's already a chiyuv to think about these things. V'chein noagu deres harbe. The yesh me'achrin b'nei eisik haturis is a chazanish. Aval ein derezu rak liyachidim. To be me'acher because of your learning Torah, that is only for yachidim. V'chein im yizdamin lecho le'inyin hanusin eshorus likivroa la Torah bosid. Then don't miss out on the opportunity of getting married young, says the Chazanish. There's a lot more to speak about. Just perhaps the Chalkas Machokik says, how do you get the Kashir of 18? So he says, because we learned from the Mishnah that you should spend learning Gemara at least 5 years. Someone's not Matzliach in his learning after 5 years. We learned from the Levium, then it's assumed that he's not going to be Matzliach further. So he says you need at least 5 years to learn. Since the Zman of Gemara already is from the age of 15, according to the Mishnah, that would take you up to the age of 20. And that would be one reason why 5 years is a suitable span for at the age of 20. Then you can then you've had your fair spell at being Matzliach in your learning. Shulchan Aruch Rav adds that what about 18? He says, well, you get 3 years, and the first 2 years when you're newly married, you only have little children, and we shouldn't disturb you from your learning. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a little bit. Perhaps a little bit forced, but the so we've got the Shia here of 18, 20, Yamshir Shlomo 24, Chofetz Chaim 24, the Chazanish earlier perhaps, and Chofetz Chaim 25, I should say. I found an interesting Marshal. Marshal says in the Ksubis with the master of Rabbi Akiva, he went away to learn 12 years. Where's the 12 years? So Marshal says like this: Hani, yes, because Hani do come on, knock at Hochi, the Yasfi Yud Beishnin. The Efsha, Shehin Ashonim Yud Ches Lechupo Venisuin, Ad Ben Lamed Lekach, Shebeshonim Eila Ike Limuda Talmud Mikabolas Rabosov, Shehin Adaim Matufel Bubonim. So according to the Marshal, it would seem 12 years is a Shia. So somebody's reached the age of 30, as long as he's learning, then Efsha, he's got a heter based on that Marshal. the Abavanel, I'll just finish off here with the Abavanel, has a completely different approach altogether. He asks, well, how is it that the Ovis got married so late? And then, so the Abavanel writes that they got married so late because they weren't mature enough by the time they had to get their melocha and read you the notion of the Abavanel. We'll end with that. Abavanel writes, Neyitzok lo lokach isha adi yosef ben arboim shono. He wanted to be mashlim himself with literally human perfection until he was ready to give to start a family. That was a simon, if you like, but sometimes it takes, you need to be more mature. And therefore, Kva Omru Chazal, he quotes the Rambam and the Gemara, Shomu Akosav, Miyo Isha Shebona Bayis, Miyo Isha Notar Kerem, Miyo Isha Sheiras Isho, the Fisha Royla Odom Sherishona Yisasik Bikini and Abayis of Binyona, Vahakach Vinti as a Kerem, or Beacharono, Belekichas Ho Isho. Verses of the Rambam, incidentally, he's got the Bayis and the Malacha the other way around. That's the Chazal. And they then is Akev Yitzrok Milikachas Ish Ad Mem Shono. That's interesting about Abavanel, because you can't pass Kinshilas from the Abavanel, but nonetheless, that's what he says. That's for that reason, Yitzhak was Ma'akev until he was 40 years old. I think, another time.